Tanna. Kuf Lamed Hey, Tuesday night, Simon Kuf Lamed Hey, and I think we're up to Yud Beis. We're up to Yud Beis. There's Shekulakonim. Im Yeshusvel Echad Beinehem. Okay, there's a lot of Kohanim in Shul. So if there's only one Yisrael, he gets the Aliyah, because that becomes a Darkei Shalom. Just like if the Kohanim, we said the Kohanim are not allowed to be Mavat there on their first Aliyah because of Darkei Shalom. So ironically, it works in reverse. If you only have one Yisrael there, so that becomes the Darkei Shalom. So he goes first, so that they shouldn't fight. Why should you get Kohen? I should get Kohen. But if there's one, what? Who gets secondly the Kohen? There's no way. There's only Kohanim. The Yisrael goes. There's literally one Yisrael.
And there's nine Kohanim.
Let's say. So he goes first, and then they get their aliyahs.
That's just one Levi?
If there's a Levi, he can't do anything. He can get Maftir. Or he can get the first aliyah. But if there's. Once there's more than one Yisrael, and so then you do already Kohen, and if there's no Levi, he'll get the second Aliyah too, and then the Yisrael. Because once you can keep to the Seder HaTorah, again, if there's one Yisrael, there's a special Takana. What would you do if not for the Takana? So a Kohen would go, and he would read Levi, and then you would give the Yisrael. But now we say the Yisrael should go first. But b'chol shein b'ayim Yisrael k'dei sipukam, or shein shom Yisrael klal, what do you do for the rest of the aliyahs? Kori kori nach Kohen. You could read one Kohen after another. Shein shom yishum pagam, as we had yesterday, that if a Kohen goes after a Kohen, there's a chashash, they'll say the first one was pogum. Shakol yoidim, everybody knows, everybody sees the problem. No one's going to think anybody's pogum.
That would be, instead of having the Kohen have all three aliyahs or something like that?
No, instead of the Kohen going first.
Wait, so there are only Kohen.
You're going in the second case where there's presumably more than one Yisrael.
Or there's no Yisrael.
He's saying if there's either no Yisrael or there's more than one Yisrael, his main point is you don't worry about Kohen Acha Kohen. Until now, we've learned that you worry about Kohen Acha Kohen. We're nervous. People will say the first Kohen was possible. That's why if there's no Levi, the Kohen goes again. You don't call another Kohen. But in this scenario where there's Kohanim in the Shul of Kula Kohanim, so then you could call Kohen Acha Kohen. That's the main point of the Ramah.
What are you gaining by calling the
one
Yisrael first?
There's a special Darkei Shalom. You're hoping to avoid fights. Because if there's all Kohanim in the Shul, everybody's going to want the Kohen Aliyah, because that's the most chash of Aliyah to get. The Kohen Aliyah, because they're all Kohanim. It means I'm the Kohen Gadol.
Every 2 weeks, the guy's going to have a Kohen Aliyah. You don't understand the psychology here.
This is psychology. That's the psychology. The psychology is.
And it's going to be just like we do now. The Kohen doesn't get the same Aliyah. Just wait.
The psychology is that when it's a very true psychology. When there's a bunch of Kohanim and someone has to get it, and the other ones are going to be in second place. When there's
they're
only
going to be in second place, they're going to be in first place tomorrow, and he's going to be.
That's
in
tomorrow. Class. Right now they're going to fight. You can ask a different kasha. What do you do every time? Just 10 Kohanim and Shul. You give one an Aliyah. Why isn't there going to be a fight? The Teretz is because they know you'll pick one. But now you don't know. You never sat on a din Torah. But now he's getting Kohen, and I'm only getting a lesser Aliyah. That's the whole psychology of a din Torah. That's why Chayshim Mishpat is different than Yeridaya, because you can't stand to see the other guy win. It's not just a question of what you're getting. You're getting the same. But you don't want the other guy to win. That's human nature, I'm afraid to say. Human nature is you don't want the other guy to get what you think you're entitled to. So if you'll get nothing, you'll know he'll get his turn today, I'll get my turn tomorrow. But if he's getting Kohen, and you're getting Shlishi, that kills you. It says in Rashi and Chumash, I'll show you Chazal. Rashi says in Chumash, it says when Pinchas went to fight the five Malchi Minyan, he went to fight as Evi, Ves Rekem, Ves Chur, Ves Sur, Ves whatever. The five Malchi Minyan. If the Parshas Pinchas, when they went to fight Midian, it says the five Malche Midian they killed. So Rashi says the third guy was the most chashuv, Chur. He was the most chashuv. So why they put him third? Because he was mafker his daughter for Zlus, Kazbi Basur. So they put him third. So what's an obvious question? Why did they put him third for? They should have put him last. So. You put him third, it's like like it's much worse. The third is like brilliant. That hurts much more. No, it hurts more when you put him third. Because then people think Itaka belongs third. If you put him last, people say, yeah, he's really chashuv. Well, you know why they put him last? Because he was mafker his daughter to Znus. But if you put him third, people say, oh, that's where Itaka belongs. So if you give the Kayan today, so if the other Kayan don't get nothing, and they wait till tomorrow for their Aliyah, they're not insulted, because they know they're Kohanim, and they'll go tomorrow. But if you give them the third Aliyah, that hurts. That's it. You're a tzaddik, you don't understand these things.
I can understand. Okay. I can understand if this din was a one-time halacha that becomes the shul had no kohen. But when you have an ear where everyone's there and they're not koshish for this, because they know there's tomorrow, there's Thursday, there's Shabbos, there's Mincha.
Again,
an ear is hard.
Which one are you going to give kohen to, and which one are you going to give shlishi to?
You have a list on the board.
So that just list like works if it's my turn. So, okay, I don't want to keep arguing. The list works when it's today, me, and tomorrow, you. But the list doesn't work when you get the better Aliyah and I get the not such good Aliyah. Then the list doesn't work. That's human nature. That's human nature. Okay, let's stop. What do you mean for Yisrael? How can it work?
We have the same thing for Yisrael. Yisrael, the Yisrael Nicholas III is more Hashem, the guy is 6, 7.
It's true, but presumably it's Haka giving it to the more chashuv one. There is a hierarchy in Aliyahs, and people so that you follow the hierarchy. Hey, there's no hierarchy. There's all Kohanim.
May I suggest the reason? Because one Yisrael, why he goes first?
You can suggest the reason, but it has to stem with the reason that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says.
Okay, because if he goes third,
leaves
the first Kohen isn't just going to get the same Aliyah twice. So you're going to end up with one Kohen getting a lot
more
than all the other
Kohanim there.
Who says the only reason he gets
the
second is because
the first Kohen
can
get Kohen and
Levi,
because otherwise
that always happens. When there's no Levi, the Kohen goes twice, so that you shouldn't say there's a
Pagam. If it's an earful of Kohanim, except for one Israel, then.
Yeah.
All the Kohanim say, that guy got two Aliyah.
Like, but that's a general din that he has to get two Aliyah. That's a general din. That's a universal din.
You can take the Israel out, then you get two, everyone gets only one Aliyah each. Sorry.
Okay.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah says here.
The Hainu Dafk Shem Shem Gam Klau, Shem Yechayom Miskayin. It says a different point. When you can do the Seder of Chazal, then you don't worry about these cheshbonos. But it's only when you can't do the Seder of Chazal that you make these cheshbonos. V'alkein toiv l'shanos v'nei ha'shalom. Abun yeshem oid levi echot, so they do kohen levi Yisrael, and then kohanim the rest of the aliyah. That's all. That's a different point. That's a halachic point. Yisrael echot b'neim, abun yeshem ei Yisraelim, v'kosh ken yoyser. So then it's b'chlal, what the Shulchan Aruch says, is not enough Yisraelim. So you call a Kayan first, and once you have more than one Yisrael, so then you follow the normal procedures. You call a Kayan first, v'gan yika Kayan b'mokam Levi, v'chakach yikru hei Yisraelim. V'yesr ha'liyos ha'shlima b'kohanim. Because once there's one, more than one Yisrael, so you don't feel slighted. You see, people are getting aliyos, you take your turn, like you said. But when there's one, then a fight breaks out if you don't put them first. V'yesur aliyus eshlimu b'kohanim. V'mei shnei levim v'shnei yisraelim kohen levi Yisrael, kohen levi Yisrael. And the kohen gets shvi. Okay. V'mei darki sholem shalo yoma kolechad lama atakare rishon yosem imeni. Why should you get the kohen aliyah and I only get the pseudo kohen aliyah? Shlishi.
That's what he says. He says, what you get it, you got it 15 times last year and I only got 10. Not that I care whether I get three.
That's not what it means.
More than,
it doesn't mean more times than me. It means why are you more than me? Why are you getting Kayan and I'm getting Shlishi? One thing Sheish Rakwe the Echod Beersha Kula Kayanim. Right? Also Lady Kore Rishon Mehai Taima. With the same Cheshbon, because the Kohanim will fight. Mention of the Kohanim of the Vian. Yikra Kayan Acha Kayan Behesak Lady Bentayim. Call Kayan Lady. Okay. Kayan Shu. Okay.
The lady doesn't go first in that case?
Levium, if there's more than one lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Front of a Levium. Right. Again, the Sharatzion, someone suggests that there's only two, you're also afraid of a fight. But the Sharatzion argues with it, that we only find that by one. Okay. Kohen Shehu Ovel, Ben Kohen Achabe Beis HaKnesses. So B'Shabbos, you can give him an aliyah. He's not supposed to get an aliyah. Novel is not supposed to get an aliyah. He's also the Talmud Torah. So on Shabbos, if he's the only Kohen and you don't give him, then you're like announcing that he's a novel. And that's called an exhibition of Avelus Befer Hesya. And we want to avoid that.
By the night, it's okay. You're talking about... Huh?
We saw that that's a toast, it's brought down, we mentioned it once, but the Chorinim say that it's a toast when we do it. It's supposed to be doing it before the calls Makabel Shabbos. The minute you don't change the minute. Because they do it before Kabbalah Shabbos. They do it before Kabbalah Shabbos. Before Mizmah Shul Yom HaShabbos.
Okay.
So that used to be the Kabbalah Shabbos. Now it's after Shki already. Shlomo Zalman said it's not proper, and so on and so forth. But, you know, that's how it is. V'chol yolal lo yale. So again, you know, if the Kohen's in Shul on Shabbos, you give him an Aliyah if he's the only Kohen. If he's an Obel. Because the rest would be available for Hesia, but not in the weekday. When we call Mekom, really the best thing is that the Kohen should step outside and not have the Aliyah. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. You know, both on Shabbos when the minig is to give it to him, and on Chol when they don't give it to him, it's really, it's also not correct, really. Because you have the mitzvah haseya, the kiddashtei. So they should step outside. There's a case where you send them outside. Okay, Sif Yud Gimel. If a cotton could read in the Torah, can get Maliyah, could lain, that'll be in Siman Reish Pei Beis, that's in Hilchos Shabbos. And main Kohen Elasuma, Yishen Abaki, can't read him and read the Torah, what do you do? That's explained in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. I don't think I ever saw such a Siman and Sif and Shulchan Aruch before. Sif Yud Dala, the famous din that people think is more much more chomer than it really is. And that's to bring a Sefer Torah for someone to lane in this house. So the Mechaber starts off with the basic din that's pretty well known. B'nai Yodah Machavushim B'Veis Asura, they're in jail. Ein Levi'an Eslam Sefer Torah. Talking about, we'll see. The Bible is talking about to bring it to them. They'll read and then you'll take it away. You're just bringing it to them to read. Da'afilu B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim. Hagav Ha'ayinu Davka B'Shas HaKriya Levad. If it's being brought for the laning, just. Avol mechinam lo sefer Torah yom o yomayim kodem. Avol mechinam lo sefer Torah yom o yomayim kodem. You bring it to the house, and it's safe there. It's there. A day or two, he says, mutter. We'll see. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Muadam Choshev, somehow that's determined, I don't know how. You have a Choshev meter. The Chol Inyan Shari, you throw him into a room and you see if people stand up. The Chol Inyan Shari. If he says he's Choshev, then he's gonna, he goes down 10 notches once he says that. Mishnah Berurah says, Cotton Men Zion. Membav, I'm sorry. Hakavush mabeis asurim vodim mechole. Then yesh cholkim mecholz there. Even the anusim, you're allowed to bring the sefer Torah to me. So first of all, the shitas that once they're anusim, once they're sick, even or anusim stam, you can bring the sefer Torah to them. The whole din is only said if they, the mezid, choose to take the sefer Torah out of shul and bring it somewhere to lay. But if they're anusim, you can do it. That's first of all, what? The Yeshchokin also. The Yeshchokin also. Even the Anusim. What?
The Yeshchokin means you can't ever bring a Sefer Torah?
No, you could bring it when they're Anusim. To a sick person, to a person in jail. If they can't get out, that should do it in Gamma Parsha's Torah. Why would you be bringing the Sefer Torah to them to explain it? The time shall zuzul will say the Torah lo lichal anoshim shetzichem on. Ki kavoy de sheyelch anoshim eilel. So obviously that's the reason why some hold that he's an oinus here. It doesn't apply, but even if it is an oinus, you wait. Vayim bebir halacha she kosavnu the dafka shen shem asora. Havokeshim asora chavushim mutter. That's the bir halacha says that the whole halacha, the long, a stick of long bir halacha in the bir masla in Medin, says the whole halacha was said to bring it to a yachid. But to bring it to where there's a minion is no problem. Okay, we'll stop here.
Why would you bring the second to a yachid?
What?
Why would you bring the second to a yachid?